A storm has erupted at Czech Invest, a state body which encourages foreign investment and helps develop Czech companies. At least a fifth of Czech Invest's employees have handed in their notice, after the Minister of Industry sacked CEO Tomáš Hruda on Friday. The Industry Ministry has made a number of accusations against Mr. Hruda, claims denied by him and the staff who have resigned en masse. Ian Willoughby reports.
Industry and Trade Minister Martin Žiman surprised many by on Friday dismissing Tomáš Hruda as head of the Czech Republic State Investment Agency, Czech Invest. Within hours, he had replaced the fresh-faced 28-year-old with Roman Čermák, a member of Mr. Žiman's party, the Civic Democrats.
Ty důvody, které pana ministra vedly k odvolání pana Hrudy z pozice generálního ředitele Czech Investu, jsou zcela věcné, podložené.
The reasons the minister dismissed Mr. Hruda are justified and have been explained. Industry Ministry spokesman Tomáš Bartovský told reporters on Friday. He denied Hruda's claim that it was purely personal. The ministry said there had been a lack of management overview at Czech Invest and hiring without authorization, but it also made more damning allegations. It said on several occasions there had been discrepancies in the awarding of public tenders by the agency. On Monday, there were reports that up to 80% of Czech Invest's staff would quit in protest at Mr. Hruda's sacking. That hasn't happened, though all its management resigned and up to 90 of its 313 employees could have quit by Friday evening. Alžběta Honcová herself stood down as press spokesperson this week.
The main reason they are quitting is obvious. It's not only the fact that the CEO, Tomáš Hruda, was dismissed, let's say, but the way it happened. So the false accusations of faults with public tenders and other situations in the Czech Invest made the people or the staff, let's say, disgusted or angry, because it's not true. And the way the minister continues in accusation of Czech Invest makes people's work lack of sense.
It's not impossible that Minister Žiman won't be too concerned by the turmoil at Czech Invest. He's against the very idea of investment incentives for foreign companies and plans to merge Czech Invest with Czech Trade, which promotes Czech companies abroad. Both are part of his ministry. Some have suggested that Mr. Žiman would also like to gain more influence on the European Union funds, which are currently channeled through Czech Invest.